I've got three lectures, one on the American presidency, one on the relation between the executive and the legislative, and the third on periods of hysteria in American history. This last proved a wonderful mine of conversation, and they ranged all the way from the witch burnings in Salem to the recent McCarthy days. He told the story of a student in California who began his question after the lecture was over with the phrase, "We have a country boob as governor." Truman promptly stopped him by saying, "The governor, whoever he is the first citizen of the state. If you want to restate your question in a respectful way, do so." He had 3,200 students in the audience that day, and he said he believed that taught them a little something about respect for their elected officials. And he said that the same student came up to him afterwards and told him that he was wrong. And then he told about a girl's question. She asked, "President Truman, what do you think the government is going to do about birth control?" And he answered, "Ma'am, that is your department." Immediately afterward, a boy asked, "What if there is another atomic war?" He answered, "I don't know, but one thing is sure. If there is, we won't have to worry about the answer to this young lady's question." He also talked about presidents in American history who had not sold for what they were, so to speak. That is, whose stature in American history was not as great as he thought it ought to be. Among them, he mentioned President Tyler, who succeeded after the death of William Henry Harrison. The formidable Webster was the Secretary of State, and he came in to him and said something like this, "Now you are the acting president." President Tyler said, "I am the president. If you do not agree with me, I will find myself another Secretary of State." According to President Truman, that did a lot to establish the validity of the succession down through the years. And Tyler also performed the great service for the Union of bringing Texas into the Union. I had a marvelous time talking with him. We had an early dinner, and then I went straight to bed in the cabin of Air Force One, asking Mrs. Matsis, the wife of the Greek ambassador, to come in and share the other lounge. Because, with the strange way that time goes, we actually had only 4 hours to sleep. It was about 1 o'clock, stomach time, the middle of the night, when we were awakened to get ready to get off the plane for our 8:30 landing. Before we went to sleep, they came in with the news of the New Hampshire primary, in which both Rockefeller and Goldwater's chances took a pretty bad beating by Cabot Lodge, who was a write-in candidate and clear across the world in Vietnam. There was a creditable, but not a formidable, number of write-in votes for the Attorney General, and a sizably higher number of write-in votes for Lyndon.